Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Joe Quazala. I know too much about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. With me, as always, is my co-host, the skeptic, the voice of the people, the little devil on my shoulder, Kristen Studdard. Hi, Kristen.
Hello, Joe. Have I ever not been here? I think I wasn't here one time. Did you ever do an episode with a guest without me?
No. Okay. Sometimes what I will do, if we are taking like a week off and we're doing like a rerun or a remaster, sometimes I will do a brief intro by myself to kind of lead us in, because you don't necessarily need to be there for that.
That is,
and I
correct.
Get the sense, yeah, that you wouldn't want to be there. But in terms of full, like a full show, you not there, me talking to somebody else, no, absolutely
that's never
not.
Happened. All right. That's good news.
The bond has not been broken.
Let the circle remain unbroken.
Kristen?
Yes, Joe.
We don't have a guest. Also, that's another thing. Yeah. Is we haven't had just a twofer, a two-hander, as they say, in
the stage.
Mm-hmm. Behind the proscenium. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the two of us. This, I am going to title this episode something that I think will make people go
provocative.
Uh-oh. I think we need to end the show
forever.
I mean, at least for a time. I think we have finished out the season. We've talked about the induction ceremony on three separate occasions.
We really have.
Three episodes where we talked about this one
that we weren't
ceremony.
Even at, too.
We didn't go. I mean, I feel like on some level we were making up for the fact that we didn't go. We got every angle. And by some accounts, by our third episode reviewing the induction, we might have seemed tired or snarky or maybe even a little mean.
Could you also be sick of the Rock Hall, Joe? Could that be possible? Is that what's happened?
I don't think so. But I guess the things I will say is that, first off, not to give any wrong impression, the 2022 induction ceremony is an all-timer. Like, any way you cut it, as good as induction ceremonies get in terms of the people involved.
The quality of the people getting in was kind of at an all-time high.
And I would say even the production. It's one of the best looking ones I've seen.
Agreed.
You know, it just all around great stuff. You know, we may have picked some nits, but you know, that's all it is. It's little nits in a sea of overall, I would say, a good class and a good ceremony.
And yet it's causing you to quit the show?
What is causing me to quit?
Who would have thought that Joe would be the one to quit the show? I ask you, listeners, who would have thought? And also, I will just identify right now, I am congested once again.
She's a crying out loud. She's a sickly woman. And yet she's like, please, I beg of you, Joe, let's keep doing the show.
No, I don't think my instinct, and I said this to you, I said so in person and over text, is that we don't need to run it year round. We don't need to be searching for things to talk about when there's mm-hmm. no news. We don't need to be creating a 24-hour news cycle, a weekly news cycle for mm-hmm. the hall.
Yeah,
you know?
We are definitely entering the deadest period, which is induction ceremony's over and the nominations have not been announced.
The dead of winter. Here's what I think.
Nothing.
Joe, please. This is my pitch.
Please.
My pitch is that we stay dormant. We go underground. We let you find your joy again. We let me find, we give me some time away from the hall so that I can maybe find some, maybe I'll get a little less Stockholm syndrome about it and start to revive my skepticism in true.
Yeah. My prediction is you will forget everything we've ever talked about.
Yeah, then we might actually have to start over. Mm-hmm. But my pitch is that when we just, and then we come back with the draft. When we think they're about to be announced, we come back with the draft and then we do ourselves a little season. We become a seasonal show.
That's
my pitch.
Is those are my favorite episodes. Not just the draft, but the episode before the draft, which would be us reviewing who's newly eligible.
Who's newly eligible? Where you play me all the songs. Joe, you can't. The fans, I need it. Who will I be if I don't know who's eligible? If I don't know that Hoobastank is suddenly eligible, or whoever the hell is going to be the least likely to get in the top of the barrel.
I will say it will be very difficult for me to not want to do that episode. Mm-hmm. You know, but once that stuff starts to, which to be real, that's like not super far away. That's like end of January stuff.
What?
So it's come like on, not. See, no,
I thought we not, were really gonna get. What do you mean, end of January?
I mean,
no. When do you think that the ballots come out? When
did they announce the nominee? Out last year, February 2nd.
Shut up.
So
okay. Well, here's what I think.
I'm listening.
So, yeah, we'll just do. We come
an extended
back,
holiday break.
We do an extended holiday break, and then we come back when we have something to say, which is here's who's eligible now. Mm-hmm. And then here's who we think is going to be on the ballot this year. Maybe I'll make a better draft this year. Maybe my complete wild card, the fact that I'll have gone dormant for several weeks and not thought about the haul, will reactivate my powers of prediction as well. Because, man, I was too far in it this year and I biffed it so hard. So
we need a new strategy.
We need a new strategy. And that is, we take a little holiday break. We come back. We do those two eppies. Ew. Why I called them that, no one will know.
Listen, I don't know.
We'll do those two eps. And then we will see how many. Then once the ballot comes out, we'll do a regular little saison.
Yeah.
That's my pitch, right? Are you considering that, or do you really just want to end this?
I'm split. It will kind of depend on how much I enjoy the break, you know?
Oh, like you don't want to enjoy it too much.
I really like not doing it. That could spell trouble. But again, will that enjoyment supersede the enjoyment I get out of doing those episodes leading up to the ballot? Hard to say, but like, I really do like doing those episodes. So
I would be surprised if come late January, you're not itching to put together a bunch of clips.
Yeah, I know. I know. I derive a lot of joy out of it, but it is a lot of work. That's mm-hmm. kind of what it comes down to. And what might explain our disparity in terms of wanting to continue, which is that I do a tremendous amount of work and you by design do none.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the show would work. I truly, you know what it is, Joe, is you're just really good at it. I think you're just so good at it, and I, you know, I don't know anything about audio production, and I just, there's no other way.
There's often a lot of work leading up to the episodes, and then a good amount of work editing them. And it's just, it's a lot of time. And, you know, I sometimes think about, is this in line with my goals career wise?
Yeah, like as to become a voting member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know these career goals, Joe. We share them. We both want to become members of the voting body. We want to ascend to NomCom. Mm-hmm, and the only way to do that is through podcasting, because journalism is dead.
Right. This is the new path that we are forging. But yeah, I mean, as like a comedian and writer, actor, I spend a lot of time doing this, and I don't know that that contributes to the end game. It, not to say I don't still have the love in my heart for this damn institution called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because I do. And, you know, maybe maybe it's the elephant in the room. Maybe my lack of enthusiasm is coming from not having the high of being at the ceremony.
I do wonder if you had seen the ceremony live, if how you would be feeling right
now. I'd be bopping around the walls going, I've got theme episodes. Yeah, I don't know. I've privately, we've talked about this for longer than just like the past few weeks. This concept of slowing down, going seasonal, maybe ending, has come up before. And I was just thinking about like, what episodes could we do between now and then? And I was like, well, I guess I could do I was talking to someone who would maybe could be a guest, and we were talking about doing like a history of the no shows at the ceremonies.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, the way I would do that episode is I would look at every year, and then I would research if the people were there. And I was like, that is a lot of work.
That is a lot.
And I don't know if I want to do it.
If you want to do it. Hey, Joe, you should, this podcast should spark joy. I mean, it has to for one of us. So I think that, like, if you're not feeling joy, then you should. And also, I think our fans would like it if you felt inspired and good, if you were coming at it rather than from a place of obligation, if you were coming at it from a place of, you know, joy,
enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, come ballot season, I probably will be. So,
yeah. It's very likely. I mean, Joe, is this, you want listeners to like tweet at you? What are you looking for? Are you looking for some kind of hashtag campaign, save the Rock Hall pod or something?
Want to email us or tweet or DM and tell us to please come back, then, you know, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, let Joe know if you care and you want us to keep doing the show. I mean, again, for me, I think this show is a good time when I'm here, and I really try not to think about it much when I'm not. It hasn't worked as I've done it for longer, but you know, I do. I think that this show is fun to have around, and I do think it does provide an interesting service, particularly when it comes to, I don't know, I think we've had a bit of an impact. I know you like to really think we've had a serious impact. So,
we all like to pretend a little bit.
Yeah. Fun. So I think that it would be a disservice to, you know, the greater hall in general for us to not be watchdogging and making sure that, you know, they're hearing our rants.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think if not us, then who? It's going to be future rock legends out there writing his blog posts into the ether. And okay. Someone has to read those blog posts and make them into podcast episodes for people who don't read blogs anymore.
Right. I think the one last thing I'll say that
And also really quick, sorry, before you,
go ahead. No.
I just also want to say something, which is that I really do like our fans, and the people who listen to this show, I think, are really good. And I've enjoyed meeting every single person that I've ever met who's a fan of this show,
to a T. Everyone is very sweet and cool. And, you know, the internet is not necessarily full of those types of people.
Yeah, it's really nice. And I have really, really enjoyed and been grateful for kind of some of the community that we've found through this show. So I just want to say that to everybody who's listening. So thank you.
Because also, and you know, anyone who has emailed us or DM'd us before knows that I enthusiastically respond to all of it.
And that is the truth.
Always. And they know that if they've done it, because I've responded, and it's fun to hear from people. And that is something that does keep me going. On the flip, this is such a niche topic that I know that, like,
it's never going to take over every corner of the internet. We're never going to be number one on Apple Podcasts.
No, I mean, it's like there's not really a potential for growth, even though I do think this show has appeal beyond just if you already love this stuff. But, like, it's understandably, I mean, it's part of basically our title is like, you don't want to be a part of this. Who cares?
You know, I ran into someone at an audition. I had an audition last week, no bigs, but the person that I was going in the room with, she was getting married in Cleveland, like the coming October. And I was like, oh, I was in Cleveland last October. And she was like, why? I was like, oh, I host a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And she was like, my fiance and his whole family love the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What is your podcast called?
Wow.
Like, I'm going to tell them, I'm going to look it up.
Incredible.
You know, so maybe like 2 to 4 new listeners could have happened just from a real life interaction.
So
it's
that's
those kind of numbers that we're growing by each and every episode.
Very, very silly. And it's both the people that listen. And also, I will say, one of the things that keeps me going, in addition to the people who listen, is that we do get to talk to people I would never talk to ever. Like, it gives an opportunity to make those connections with interesting people. And
some of the most fascinating and interesting people that I've ever talked to have been on this show. Knowledgeable and just great and incredibly interesting. And
absolutely. And so that's another thing that like is so rewarding, that like to leave it entirely and miss out on that. The other thing is I kind of want to end the show with like a big reveal of like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm joining the Office reboot. Sorry, I can't do the show anymore. They need me. So
you want to leave us for something better, I see.
For Peacock.
So if somebody could get Joe a big opportunity. Even if I get to do the Office reboot, I'm still doing this show.
Wow.
I'll make the time.
Level of commitment that we were not expecting.
That is 2 hours a week that I can do.
One last thing, one bomb I was going to drop.
Whoa.
On an episode that we ended up not doing. People might notice we did not talk to the producers of the induction ceremony this year. Scheduling just didn't work out. Our pal Rick Krim is always involved in those episodes every year. He's pretty much the one who makes them happen. We met him, and then through him, we met a lot of Hall people, including Joel Gallen, the director. Rick Krim is now the head of the nominating committee.
Whoa.
John Landau retired, and now Krim is running the show over at the NomCom.
So we kind of have limited access to the head of the NomCom?
And listen.
Like, you have the phone number of the head of the NomCom.
Yes.
Like, that's like for real, you know?
But of course.
And now you want to walk away?
We respect
of course.
His position. We respect boundaries. This is public knowledge. This isn't like, I'm not like breaking this news.
Yeah,
I would
this
never
isn't
do
breaking
that.
News.
No, people know that. The people who want to know that already know that. But that's a piece of information I want to throw out there, you know, because it is out there and we have not addressed it. I was going to make Rick embarrassed on this show by saying it. But yeah. That's a, kind of the one little piece of interesting news that I will drop in this otherwise self-contained episode.
Wow. Also, I would say that's promising news for the return of the show, if I had to guess. Although, do you think it will color your ability to be impartial?
That's a great question. Rick is a good man, and
even good men make bad decisions, though. Okay.
But you say that, but you know, we have high hopes and we wish him well. But yeah, that's about it. That's about all I really wanted to discuss, which was that at the very least for the next, I don't know, 6 weeks, we will be off the air. Maybe I'll run some reruns in the meantime. Otherwise, have a great end of the year, everybody. Have your holidays if you celebrate them. New Year's if you celebrate that, you kind of, it's not your choice.
No
time
matter what
rolls
calendar
on.
You're on.
Yeah, but yeah, and that's, you know, and we thank everybody that listened, and I think we had a fun year and had a lot of good episodes. So thank you, Kristen. Anything you want to add?
I think if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I really hope they come back, send Joe an email and tell him that.
Well, you know, where
I imagine we'll be back is
where
the
you
thing.
Can send that email is you can send it to
rockhallpod@gmail.com.
And, you know, if you prefer DM,
you can DM us at rockhallpod on Twitter
and Instagram.
Thank you so much to Mike Lloyd for the logo.
Let's remind people to subscribe.
Also, if you are sending us a message and you want Kristen to see it, you got to mention that, because otherwise I don't want to see it and he doesn't want to send it to me.
You know, it's a great way to send a creative message to us.
Oh my gosh. Leave us a message within your 5-star review.
Exactly.
Only a 5-star review will do. When it comes to a podcast that has meant so much to you, you got to give a 5-star and then you got to say something nice.
Maybe if we get enough reviews.
Oh, Joe.
We'll come back.
he's holding the show hostage to your reviews.
I mean, it's not the worst idea. I mean, like, I think we're at like 175 reviews. Get that up to 200. That's a nice round number.
Oh my gosh. Think about that.
I like the look of that. Now, anyway, as you were saying, Kristen, you may thank our...
Oh, yeah. So I would love to thank Thelma's dad, Mike Lloyd, for the logo. I would like to thank just rock and roll superstar Yusu Kim for the music. And I would like to thank Rock God's Pantheon Podcasts for putting us on their network. What do we say?
Yeah,
for hosting us. And my name is Kristen Studdard.
I'm Joe Quazala.
And who cares
about the Rock Hall?
To be continued? Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frunino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.